Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Soul Prince Podcast. I'm your host, Akashic Bet, and today is a very short but a very special episode in that it is the season one wrap-up of Soul Prince. I just want to take a moment to sincerely thank each and every single one of my listeners and subscribers. It's remarkable to have you in my corner and to carve out a little slice of podcast space for Soul Prince. So thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has liked, subscribed, commented, shared, and offered feedback on my show. That means the world. Also, I want to sincerely thank my guests that joined me this season and taking time out of their busy lives to contribute to Soul Prince. I'd like to call you each by name, so thank you to Kristen Wise, Deanna Sullivan, Kara Mosier, Taylor Jane Green, Sarah Breskman-Cosme, Christine Robinson, Tammy Sanders, and Elska Franks for bringing your divine feminine essence to Soul Prince and sharing not only your wisdom and perspective, but your stories with everyone. Thank you so much, and I hope you return in the future. Next, I want to share a little bit about 2022 and what's coming up for everyone. I can't believe we've finally made it to the end of this year. However, in 2022, it's going to be a very powerful year numerology-wise, and I am already starting to feel its effects. I don't know about you. We're going into a six universal year, which has a very powerful divine feminine essence to it already, looking for nurturing, nourishment, home, hearth, rebalancing, and creativity to be very prevalent in 2022. I am, of course, going to bring on more guests. I already have a few new guests lined up. I hope some other reoccurring guests will join me as well. And I also am going to be talking about a subject, and this will not be in every episode. However, it's going to be very prevalent in season two, and that is the witch wound. This is a topic that's been passed around and discussed in the spiritual community. I feel that we as a collective are actively trying to heal this so that we can all level up in our gifts and in our healing and our vibration. So I definitely want to discuss this aspect. So be on the lookout for that. And I also want to talk about healing in general. So healing our divine masculine, divine feminine, and inner child wounds. This will be a very much highly discussed topic in season two as well. And of course, we will always be discussing the pursuit of purpose, the Akashic Records, and numerology, as well as all kinds of fun, mystical, magical things. So I hope you will join me for that. Lastly, I just want to share about a few new things that are going on with Akashic Back. So, of course, I will still be offering numerology and Akashic Record readings. However, I'm going to be adding some new things to my repertoire. First, I will be offering spirit animal medicine sessions. So these are going to be channeled message from your specific spirit animal guides. Of course, we have more than one, and it will be offering guidance, healing, and encouragement, and answer any questions that may be going on in your life right now that you need clarity on. Also, I'm in the process of becoming certified to do past life regression sessions. So I feel that Akashic Record reading and past life regressions kind of go hand in hand anyway, and I've been feeling very called to become certified in this. So once I am, I will start offering these sessions, and I'm aiming for late spring, early summer 2022. The last thing I want to share is that I've created my own Patreon page. So I'm feeling more called to teach next year. And so I will be offering classes. I also have more in-depth readings on the Akashic Records and numerology, as well as printable information packets that could help you just in your journey and discovering who you are and what needs to be focused on in your life. So I hope you will consider becoming a subscriber to that and check it out. And that's all I have for today. I want to thank you all sincerely again for being a part of this, and I'm just so blown away at the response. I am so blown away at the fact that I even have my very own podcast. If you're considering starting your own podcast, just not that anybody asked for this, but I just want to say that if you are considering it, just try it. Just step out there and just give it a go. We all have something beautiful and interesting to share, and this is definitely not something that I thought I would ever do. However, it has definitely boosted my confidence and expanded me in ways that I never expected. Also, these days, you don't have to have a fancy studio and tons of expensive equipment to start your own podcast. Some of my most favorite podcasts are where they keep it totally real, where their kids are screaming in the background, or they're walking down the street and you can hear traffic. I mean, it's truly, there's something for everybody out there. So if you're thinking about doing it, I highly, highly recommend that you look into it and talk to people who already have podcasts and pick their brain about what all this is like. So thank you everyone for joining me. I love you all. I hope you have a safe, blessed, and wonderful, magical holiday season. And I will see you next year.
We only have a few spots available for our 2022 Vision Quest Shadows and Siege Retreat in Sedona, Arizona, January 30th through February 5th. We have extended the early bird pricing. It is now $1,333 and payment plans are available. To find out more information, visit akashicbeck.com or thesensitivesage.com under retreats.